What's up, guys? Welcome to another podcast. My name is Bailey Stanfield. This is Peace of My Mind, the podcast where I don't know how long I usually make these, so I change it up every time. So today I'm going to do a shorter one because I've heard a lot of people say that they want short podcasts, which is bizarre to me, but I'm not judging. That was very aggressive. I'm not judging you. That's cool that you listen to short podcasts. There's nothing wrong with that. I promise I'm not judgy. I don't know why. Okay, how about that for a start? What's up, everybody? Had a good day? Good. It's a Sunday as I'm recording this, and I'm actually about to stream on Twitch. And usually, when I do one creative thing, I really want to do multiple creative things, so I was like, I have time. I'm streaming at 8 o'clock. It's 7:40 right now. I have time to do a podcast, so lo and behold, here we are. And I figured I would make this one around 10 to 15 minutes, whichever wherever the flow goes. Like they always say, wherever the flow goes. Weekend's been good. I worked Saturday, which was yesterday, for those that are keeping track. Yesterday was Saturday. So I worked yesterday for a few hours, and then I came home, and I streamed for 10 hours straight. 10 hours in a row. I started at like 7:30, and I ended at 5:30. And on Twitch, it shows you how long you were streaming. And on there, I started to wind the stream down at like 9 hours and 55 minutes. And I stopped it when we were all talking. And then as soon as it hit 10, I was done. Like I ended the stream, left, went to sleep, and it was magical. But yeah, great stuff. Also, really fast, because I know that I'll forget if I keep talking. My friend Slap, he goes by Slap. I think I've heard his name one time, but he goes by Slap in our Discord, and he does a podcast as well. He's got 4 out right now, and I was in the newest rendition. So if you'd like to go and check that out, there's a link down below. It was a really good one. We talked about Battle Royale games, like with Apex coming out, and then how I stream Fortnite all the time. You can go and check those out. It was good stuff. It's called the Slapcast. Link down below again. You can go and click that. It was great. It sounds really good. He's got background music that plays through the whole thing, and it's kind of serene, and I've thought about it, and like maybe I should do that for my podcast. Maybe, or maybe not. But maybe, but also maybe, but the all around like consensus for this podcast is that this is a good podcast to fall asleep to. So I'm gonna try not to get not excited, but not like overly excited and loud, so that if somebody is in that deep sleep or they're like in the midst of getting to REM sleep, I don't want to wake them up from their deep slumber. I thought about screaming right there, and then I changed my mind. So I'm not going to do that. Go ahead and fair warning. If you want screaming, I scream on my stream all the time, which is going to, I guess I'll put a link down below. I don't know if I've ever plugged the stream, but I've been streaming a lot lately, 10 hours straight. And then I slept and I woke. So I went to sleep probably around 6 or 6:30, and I woke up this morning at 10 and just laid in bed until about 10:30, and then got up and watched church online, and then went about my day. I moved where my dartboard was. I'm sure everybody was curious about that. I had the dartboard on one wall closest to the door, but it was inward towards the house. So when I threw something at it and it hit it, it like rattled kind of the whole house. Like it, because of the behind the wall was the living room, it hit it and it would rattle. And I just felt like it was being too loud. So I moved it to the wall that on the other side is outside. So when I hit it, it's not that big of a deal. And we're staying quiet in this Christian Minecraft server. That's a good thing. I really like throwing darts. I was just telling Kaya over the phone that it's a very good stress reliever. And then she immediately was like, what are you stressed about? And I feel like I'm perpetually stressed. I'm not stressed about anything in particular. I'm just kind of stressed about life in general. I feel like that's relatable, right? With work and then also trying to build my own brand. Darts are, you don't know exactly what to expect, but you throw darts, you get them back, you throw darts, you get them back, you throw darts. Like, there's nothing crazy about them. You just, it's something that I guess you can practice and get better, but there's consistency. How about that? So, got a dartboard. It's a pretty nice one, and I'm contemplating getting some nice darts, but for me, before I buy nice things, I got to make sure that I would use them. So like what I have now, I'm going to make sure that I would use that enough before I were to buy nice darts, if that makes sense. So I do know, hold on, adjusting the mic. I do know that, it was either summer 16 or summer 17. My friend Justin and I got really into darts. Not really into darts, but like put a dartboard downstairs and we would go over to his house and throw darts. And it was great. And I got like some $25 darts. I felt like that was like a big deal. So that could be the topic of today. How I like my phases of hobbies. So I feel like I've had phases of hobbies that I'm sure Legos were one. Let's start with that. So when I was like 11, I feel like it's gotta be younger. I was living in North Carolina when I got my first Lego set. Was it North Carolina or was it Virginia? I know the house. It was North Carolina. We were living in a townhouse and I got a Lego set and I really liked it. And then I got addicted for the next like 4 years. And I had a bunch of Lego sets. I still have a ton of them. Had a bunch of these Lego sets. And that was kind of like my first addiction to a hobby. And then I'm trying to think, like, I know I played baseball. I feel like that was at one point a addiction to the hobby. I have to cough. I'm going to cough away. That mic hopefully didn't pick it up as much, but you know, that what can you do? So I had that. Did Legos. And then the next one that I can think of, aside from like little ones in between, was I was holding the mic really far away from my mouth just then. I just was very into what I was talking about. I played ping pong with my friend Bobby and my other friend Casey. And we all played ping pong a lot. We had this thing at my church called Block Party where it was like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday. They opened up the church building and we could go in and just hang out during the summer. And I was close enough to where I could bike there. So I would bike to this place and it was sweet. And then I would play ping pong a whole bunch. But I got a paddle that was $160. So there's that. But I think that I got a deal on it. I do not know how much I paid. I think I might have paid $80, which even $80 is insane. But I know the original price was $160, which is insane for a ping pong paddle. I do not regret it, though, because those were some good old times. I learned like all about what the numbers mean. There's like different numbers that you can have on your ping pong paddle. So that was fun. And then what else? I played disc golf. Disc golf was a first love. No, not a first love. It was a hobby that I was addicted to, that I would just buy a bunch of discs and then I go and play different courses. And then at one point I built a course in our house. We were living in a house with like 3 or 4 acres of land and I built a course. Man, I have a video out there. It was a really sweet video. I guess I'll link it for any of those people that are curious. Let me write that down. I need to get this. I'm going to write it down left-handed because I'm holding the mic. Oh, no, I can write it down right-handed. All right, let's write down disc golf. Disc golf. How professional of me, writing my stuff down. Then, that was disc golf. I'm sure there was stuff in between. Basketball hoops, like Nerf basketball hoops. I went through a phase where I bet I had 20. Man, maybe 20 is a lot. 10. 10's still a whole lot, but I think it was 10. I still have one hanging in my door. It's a Skills Pro mini hoop. I submitted to a contest one time. They were doing a trick shot contest, and I did a shot with a golf club and a Nerf ball, and I like chipped it, and it went in, and it was sweet. It's got like 1,000 views on YouTube, whatever. I'm not going to link that one. Maybe. Why not? Whatever. Skills shot. I don't know what that means. And then, so all these links are going to be down in the description if you're wanting to go and watch some mindless YouTube videos. But then one of the most recent ones was billiards with my friend, also Bobby, and my friend Jack, which Bobby was the one from the ping pong, but he just got like $150 pool cue. I got one for, I think, $20, but then I spent, was it $30 on chalk? I spent $30 on the cue that goes at the tip. So $20 for the stick, $30 for the cue, and then, or the cue tip, if you will. And that became a thing where we literally would go and play pool like every single day for days in a row, but then I moved and I really miss it. And I want to, well, there's a pool hall here. I haven't gone and visited. There's also one at the, like, how, or, what's it called? Home complex, housing complex, building, house, develop, I don't know, whatever, where all the houses are. And then there's a little like HOA or like a community center in the middle that's got a pool table. And I kind of want to go and chill over there, but I don't want to steal their stuff, you know, not trying to do that. And now I'm back to darts, and I bought like a $40 dart board, and then I had some darts already, so that's, that worked out. And I guess you could say streaming is something, but I don't pay anything for streaming. I stream with free stuff. I should probably invest in some new games, but Fortnite's free, and that's convenient. But that's the development of my hobbies. I'm going to go ahead and end it. That ended it perfect. We're at 10:30. That ended perfectly. I hope that you enjoyed this. There's going to be links to these videos that I wrote down. Just one is a POV of a disc golf course that I made in my yard. It was pretty cool. And then the other one is just a trick shot that, you know, I'm the king of trick shots. What can I say? So that is all I got. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Don't forget to, if you're listening to this on iTunes, if you could rate this, that would be amazing. Really helps me out. If you're listening on Anchor, you can say, hey, which this is fun fact. On Anchor, you can call in and I can add your voice to a future podcast. If you ever wanted to do that, go to anchor.fm. There's an app for it. You can make an account and then go and see it. You can call in, which is super cool. Pretty nifty. But that's that. What else? Go and check out Slap's podcast that I was on. You can also check out the rest of his stuff. His stuff is really good. And that's it, I think. Follow me on all social media. Description has a bunch of stuff. If you want to go further than this podcast, the description has a bunch of stuff. That's all I got. Do something nice, somebody. Peace out.